It's 5 o'clock, and we have Leanne LaHava's lined up. And do you want to talk about
that?
Yeah,
so this is sometimes I, like I said, I love discovering new music, and sometimes, a lot of times, I'll just look at, the cover of the art. That's why one thing I like about physical representations of music, because the albums and things like that, is the art aspect. And often that can be what draws me to discover something new.
Sure.
Lee Field's album, Money Something, I forget, has great photo on the cover, and I kind of looked at that and was like, I'm going to discover that, and so that led me to Lee Field's. And this album here, I'd seen it after going back record shopping after post-pandemic, and my hair was kind of long at the time, and the cover of the album is Leanne LaHava, and her hair kind of looks like she's standing out in the wind, and I'm screwing her face, and I could totally relate to that at the time. And so I was just like, oh, I'll take a chance and I'll, buy it and see what happens. And it wound up like sitting in my car, in my car CD player for like the next 6 months. It's just, I think it's a really strong album, and very different after I went back and found her earlier albums. Again, this is a little bit of a change for her. But the song that I really like that we're going to play is, I didn't realize this. I saw her in concert in New York a couple weeks ago, and I was standing in line and chatting with some people and talking about this album and how much I liked this song. Weird Fishes, and they're like, oh yeah, it's a cool cover. And I'm like, wait, that's a cover? And I didn't, it's like, yeah, it's a Radiohead song. And I didn't
get
realize.
Out of here.
Yeah,
really?
So I've heard of Radiohead. I don't really have anything. I've heard their, Creep and things like that, but I didn't realize it was a Radiohead song. And so I went and listened to their version, and their version has a very kind of steady, quick, fast paced drum beat going on throughout it. And I like how she kind of arranged the song. It's still kind of the same pace, but she slows down the beat. The drummer does a really cool thing on the beginning that I really like.
Interesting. So Radiohead did it originally.
Yeah, it's off their Rainbows album. And so I love this. Now I've got another avenue of discovery for my own musical thing. I'm going to go check out that album by Radiohead.
I'm curious to hear.
But
this.
Her arrangement is really cool. I think, like I said, the way the drummer starts it off and then she breaks it down and really builds it back up towards the end. So.
Okay. All right. Leanne LaHava with Weird Fishes. WMFO, here we go. Coming your way quick. Thank you.
Pictures picked over by the worms and weird fishes. Weird fishes.
Weird Fishes right there with Leanne LaHavas. Great stuff. Thank you for introducing everyone to that song.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw her in New York, huh?
Yeah, I saw her a couple times last 2 weeks ago in New York. She doesn't tour very often, and she played DC and New York twice, and I was like, this is my opportunity. So yeah, I went down there. And
very nice.
A couple great shows, yeah.
Okay, we're going to carry on with the Porter Square song. Do you want to talk about this one? Well, it's actually a David Bowie song, but performed by the Porter Squares.
So that, yeah, that company, what is it?
Well, this is they're called Specialized Project.
Yeah.
Basically, through our participation in the BIM disc, Dan Vitale, who's managing this other project, got us onto it. And I forget his name, it's Paul something, but it's really cool. It's a charity that works out of England, I think London. This is actually going to be, they're making actual CDs, which I assume is also going to be online.
Oh, that's cool.
Four CDs, many, so many classic ska bands and reggae bands, and the theme is basically just skying up the 80s, you know, all these 80s songs. In fact, my band, I'm in a band, Steady Artist, with Dan. We're only online now, but we do remote recording. We're covering You Make My Dreams Come True. We do a sort of four on the floor ska version of it. Came up pretty good.
Yeah, we were considering doing what, Down Under, but yeah.
Well, there's a little story about that.
Yeah, we had some second thoughts about
our,
that.
It's in our in our set.
But
this, you know, it's almost sort of a Scottish reggae tune anyway, so we were just, you know, anyway.
But this one, yeah, so
more
then
creative
we decided
this one.
To do David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes, which, I mean, and actually the thing I'd like to point out on this that we did, so David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes is kind of the sequel to Space Oddity.
That's right.
And so when he recorded Space Oddity, he used an instrument, a very early synthesizer called the stylophone, which was like a little box that had like a metal plate with a kind of a keyboard kind of etched out on it. Mm. And then you had a pen on a wire that would complete the circuit when you hit it on different parts of that little metal plate of the keyboard. And so that's on Space Oddity. You can hear it's kind of this, and it's only a one, you can only do one sound at a time. So it's this kind of like droning sound you hear. Mm. Mm. And so I actually had one of these in my basement, which I found, and the batteries that were still inside it from like 10 years ago had, you know, leaked out and everything and destroyed it. So I ordered another one quickly. And
you can still buy it online.
Oh yeah, you can still get them.
It's like buying a piece of 1968.
There's a drum version one too. Oh, wow. I have that. But the same thing had happened to that. But anyway, so we decided to kind of pay tribute to Bowie and the original Space Oddity by featuring Stylophone on our version of Ashes to Ashes. So that intro part.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I haven't heard this yet.
Yeah, cool. Nobody's heard this yet, actually. So this is a debut. This is a worldwide. I hope we're not stepping on the record company's toes. By playing it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
How do you get that sound?
The original is actually a guitar. It always sounds like it's a keyboard, but it's this guitar.
Is it a guitar?
Yeah, it's a treated guitar sound. So on our version, I play it with a kind of a treated guitar sound, but it's being doubled by the Stylophone, and you can definitely hear the difference. So
okay, this is the Porter Squares with Ashes to Ashes, and it can be found where again? We'll be able to find it.
The Specialized Project is the name of the group.
The name of the
in the future,
yet.
People will be able
there's
to find
name
it.
There's a name for the compilation, but I don't remember. But if you search Specialized Project,
And follow us, the Porter Squares, on Facebook, and we'll definitely post about it.
Okay, Ashes to Ashes. Here we go. WMFO Medford.
With Major Tom, my mama said to get
You better not mess with Major Tom. That's Ashes to Ashes by the Porter Squares. Really nice stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to carry on with another song by the Porter Squares. Which one do you want to do?
Do you want to do an original or should we do a cover? What do you think? Want to do Flying in an Egg Beater?
Yeah, let's Fly in an Egg Beater. That's fun. Right. And yet again in a different style.
Yeah. Another style from
track
the Squares.
Track number 13. And who wrote this one?
I wrote this one after taking a helicopter ride, which I'd won at my school's auction over Boston. I think we flew out of like, I forget where we flew out of anyways. But yeah, we came in. Actually, I think Jonathan was at work at the time. He works downtown. I don't know if he actually saw us, but we could have probably seen us up there. But yeah, it's a song about, you know, flying around in a helicopter, seeing Fenway Park, wishing the Red Sox were playing, but they're cleaning up after a Billy Joel show instead.
Okay, so we'll do
anyways.
Flying in an Egg Beater.
Maybe like to take a ride with me. When my girlie heard it was a little whirly bird, she said, take me with you. The road is spinning and we're grinning as we ascend up into the blue. There's really nothing sweeter than flying in an egg beater with you.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Golden years begun. Nights are warm, the days are young. Come get up, baby. There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm thinking you'd save a little soul. Golden years go, oh, wow. Come get up, my baby. Last night they loved you. Opening doors, pulling some strings. You looked in time, never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come get up, my baby. I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years. Golden years, go, oh, wow. Wish upon day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years. There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save a little soul. Golden years, go, oh, wow. Come get up, my baby. Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Angel, come get up, my baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years. I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years. Golden years.
Golden Years, performed by the Porter Squares on WMFO Medford.
A Bowie double shot.
Yeah, there we go. And here's someone that I really don't know too much about, actually. I have one of his CDs. It's wonderful. It's called The Midnight Broadcast. But this one's called The Man with the Blue Postmodern Fragmented Neo-Traditionalist Guitar. And it's one of John's favorites.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah, it's Peter. No, that's the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
And, but, yeah, the song is called Antella Hotel.
Yeah, Antella Hotel by Peter. Okay.
And
yeah.
What do you like about the song, after?
It's a great storytelling song. I think Peter Case is one of those people that's got a really good sense of a lyric.
It rocks.
It doesn't. I don't know. No, it's definitely more of a mellow tune, not one of his rockinger tunes. But okay. Let's
experience it. It's called Antella Hotel, and it's Peter Case.
Well, there was no way of telling on the first day in town how far it was from the Greyhound station to midnight. And always you checked into a room at the Antella Hotel, got used to the gloom and the smell and the thrill at the sight of old men laying in hallways. So you go up on Broadway, where the sailors all row, and the girls give themselves names like Lola, Estelle, and Nico. They work at a place called the Garden of Earthly Delights, and the tourists pour in from all over to take in the sights. In the sweet summer heat, Nick, the cop walks the beat. You feel him coming from way down the street, drawing lines in the dirt with his feet, daring kids to cross it. Now all the same winos I still see in my dreams, tighten up, start making scenes. And here comes Nick all a swagger, the old ones are whispering, toss it. So Nick picks it up, looks for who's needing it most, and the ones on the lamp are all getting ready to roast. And the afternoon goes on forever like some drunken bum, till the sun finally drowns neath the bridge and the night is begun. Down by the bay, the ship's horns are blasting the fog, and we stumble and mutter and run through the gutter like dogs. With one card to play, dying to play each night, in the back of a place called the Garden of Earthly Delight. High in your room, the mirror falls with a roar, staring in pieces that lay broke on the floor. And there's a knock on the door, and the guy says there's a call on the phone. Figure nobody knows your room or your name, you guess it's someone just playing a game. So you answer it guarded, expecting to still be alone. It's Nicole, she says she's getting off early tonight. Her and the boss just had a terrible fight. Would you come down to meet her? Would that be alright? So you walk in the back door, and the first thing you hear is her song. At the Garden of Earthly Delights, the show must go on. You got one card to play, and you're dying to play it each night. To the bar at the Garden of Earthly Delights. You got one card to play, you're dying to play it each night. In the back of a place called the Garden of Earthly Delights.
Peter Case right there. Entella Hotel?
Entella
Hotel. Sorry about that. And we're going to change pace a little bit. We've got some Bob Marley lined up in just a moment. Let me do that while these guys tell us where are you guys playing out? Any place coming up?
I believe we're going to be part of Jamaica Plain Porch Fest, which is going to be...
Oh, when's that going to be?
The 24th.
The 24th of August 24th. Will be on Holbrook Street.
Okay, that's so coming
come
up.
Come on down, say
come on
hi.
Down, check us out there, and then our friend, the mighty mighty Rustafari Robar, is doing
of
his
the spitting vinnies
of the spitting vinnies yes.
In September. You'll be playing
in September. Yes. Playing he does
the Condon Shell
down
Mystic,
the Condon Shell
Mystic Medford, Music Fest.
Yeah,
thank you, Medford,
third
for maintaining
Sunday
that
of
shell.
September.
I believe it's the third Sunday, which this year would make that the 15th.
The Condon Shell on Route 16 by the Mystic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
you can rent
a
kayak or a canoe as well.
Do you
right
think
next
Tilt-A-Whirl will be with
quite possibly.
With you guys?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Did you want And I Love Her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
this is.
I think you left
this
it
is
in
a,
your car. The first disc is in here, but not And I Love Her.
No, I took it out and handed it to you.
Oh, what am I saying? Sorry.
That's funny.
I was just looking for it. Sorry.
That's all right.
So this is the Scatolites with Bob Marley covering the Beatles.
Yes. A very young Bob Marley.
Very young
teenager.
Bob Marley. Very early.
It also does feature Lloyd Nibb, I mentioned before, the drummer. And you can tell he's not playing a ska beat. The Scatolites were like basically a house band in hotels for tourists in the 50s, which also played a lot of jazz. So that's why when they were doing their original stuff, they have a whole jazz horn section set up and were able to transition into an instrumental ska band. And then have singers like the young Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer are all on this, actually. It's mostly Marley singing.
Okay, this is Hard Day's Night, I believe.
Yes.
And it's Bob Marley. Great stuff. Okay, the Porter Squares are here with me. They've been spending some time with me. They're going to talk to me and everyone about Jimbo Mathis. Tell us the story about Jimbo Mathis.
You've played him here before, and
I talked with him on the phone here.
Yeah, such a great guy.
Yeah.
I've followed his band, the Squirrel Nut Dippers, for many years, and his solo project as well. And over the years, talked to him after shows, and developed a bit of a rapport with him. And then so many years, I'm not going to say the number of years, but I was having my 50th birthday party, and the Squirrel Nut Dippers were in town, and I talked to him after the set, and I said, would you ever be interested in, like, coming and playing at a party? He's like, absolutely. So we talked about it, and so he came and played at my 50th birthday party, and the Porter Squares backed him up, and such a nice guy. He basically, I just asked him, like, can I, mine your catalog, which, He has a huge catalog of songs. And so I went through and picked out about 12 or 13 that the band rehearsed, and we didn't ever rehearse with Jimbo. He just kind of came into town the day before, and then came over the day of, and we just let it fly.
It's a great party.
And actually, no, I mean,
it's a good time.
Yeah, we had some other friends that we were playing, and we had some friends that play horns that were playing with us, and Jimbo was just like, you guys should just join in with us. So I think they sat in the whole set as well, and it was just one big.
Well, we actually have recordings of it on our SoundCloud page.
Yeah.
Correct?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was a great night in Porter Square.
I think our version of Hell, which is a Squirrel Nut Zippers tune, is up on our SoundCloud page, and actually, I think the whole performance is up on YouTube. So.
And it was funny. One song, let's face it, we knew it better than him.
Oh, that's funny.
But he hadn't played it so long.
Yeah.
But
such a great guy. And in the earliest version of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, the violin player was Andrew Bird, who then went on to his own very successful solo career. He's currently on tour right now. But they got back together to do this album called These 13. Playing some songs that, you know, they'd both recorded before, but a lot of new material as well. But the song that we're going to hear off of this is called Three White Horses, which is an Andrew Bird song. And they work in a spiritual. But Andrew Bird sings the original version on a great EP, which I'm forgetting the name of. But Jimbo sings this version, and it's just such a powerful song about...
Okay. This is Andrew Bird and Jimbo Mathis with Three White Horses and a Golden Chain on WMFO in Medford.
White horses in a line. There'll be three white horses in a line. There'll be three white horses when you're going that way. You're gonna need somebody when you come to die. Don't dismiss it like it's easy. Tell me what's so easy about coming to say goodbye. You're gonna miss her in the evening. You know we'll all be needing somebody when you come to die. Chain. Lay me down with a golden chain. You can lay me down with a golden chain. You will need somebody when you come to die. It's not desperation that we're breeding, just a need we're feeding. Come, you say goodbye. You're gonna miss me in the evening.
somebody when you come due.
Okay, fading in the background is Jimbo Mathis and Andrew Bird with Three White Horses and a Golden Chain. Ooh. Mm. From the record called These 13. Okay, it's been a treat having the Porter Squares in the studio with
Thank
me.
Thank you so much for
Thank
having
you so
us.
Much for having
Since
us.
4 o'clock, it was great. We got to hear their music, got to Time hear their flies. Influences.
Wow. Yes.
And yeah, it's almost 6 o'clock. It's quarter of, or 17 of. And so we're going to end off with one more Porter Squares song. This is a tune. It's a cover.
Yeah.
Cover of a cover.
So, yeah,
really.
Well, again, we really appreciate you having us on, Vin.
Yeah, and, no, yeah. This is great.
Again, thank you also for playing, you know, three sides apart from when we were here.
Yes.
I'm certainly going to continue playing it. I'll be playing some stuff out of really this one. That. This is called Just Don't Understand?
Yeah, this is a song the Beatles covered on their BBC sessions, and our next tentative release, probably we're going to try to get it out by September on SoundCloud.
Yes.
I'll give a hand over to Mike here.
Well, we're, it's 60 years of the Beatles, and 60 years ago in September, they played the Boston Garden. I looked it up, so we're sort of using that as a motivation for nice. Our, we recorded a few covers of Beatles songs. We like this one because it was originally Anne Margaret, very different, totally different version, but the Beatles turned it into basically a blues waltz, which, yeah. Well, I love that, 3-4 time. It's really cool.
Spoon is also covered.
We did record this slightly differently.
Yeah.
We often record all mic'd up, everything's really mic'd up.
That's right.
But in this case, the drums were just mics in the room, but it gives it a more alive sound.
We have what's called a mid-side drum recording instead recording of having technique. Everything...
There'll be a quiz
all
afterwards.
Drums individually recorded. So,
we can find the Porter Square music on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com. Yes. That's pretty much it for right now, unless you come see us live.
And you'll be playing Jamaica Plain at Porch Fest.
Yes.
Jamaica Plain, August 24th on Holbrook Street in Jamaica Plain.
Rust Around Fest. Noon-ish. Then Rust Fest at the end of September.
Mystic Music Fest.
At
The Condon Shell.
The Condon Shell.
Right there on
Route
the river.
16.
Great time.
Medford.
Yeah.
And that's towards the end of the month.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a Facebook page, the Porter Squares on Facebook, and, whenever we're doing something, we'll put it up there as well. So if you're on Facebook, you know, don't hesitate to give us a visit.
Excellent. We shall. And right now, the Porter Squares with I Just Don't Understand. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Well, you call me your baby. When you're holding my Will you say that you need me like an ocean needs sand? But the way that you need me, I just don't understand. Well, you know that I love you more than anyone can. But a one-sided love, I just don't
this game was surviving. I think.
right, that's Paul Weller with Soul Wandering from his latest release, which is called 66. And I'm going to do a rundown of all the songs that you heard right now. This is Since 4 O'Clock, quite a few songs. We heard the Porter Squares with the Key from Three Sides. All the Porter Squares songs are from Three Sides. We heard Porter Squares with the Key, then it was their song Falling in Line, then it was Steve Winwood with While You See a Chance. That was a single version. We had Jimi Hendrix with Castles of Sand from Axis, Bold of Love. Then it was the Beatles with I Call Your Name, the mono version. That's from the Beatles' second album. We had the Porter Squares with The Waiting Feeling's Fine from Three Sides. The Jam with Man in the Corner Shop from Snap. Gladys Knight and the Pips with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. That can be found off the definitive Gladys Knight and the Pips. We heard Marvin Gaye with What's Going On from What's Going On, of course. The Porter Squares did Good Fortune from Three Sides. Leon Bridges was in there with Bad News Good from Good Thing. And Bad News from Good Thing. And then it was Corinne Bailey Ray with New York Transit Queen. We heard, that's from Black Rainbows. Leanne LaHavas with Weird Flashes from Leanne LaHavas. And then it was the Porter Squares with Ashes to Ashes and Flying in an Egg Beater, both from Three Sides, of course. We heard their version of David Bowie's Golden Years from Three Sides. Then it was Peter Case with Antella Hotel from The Man with the Blue Postmodern Fragmented Neo-Traditionalist Guitar. We heard early Bob Marley and the Wailers with And I Love Her from One Love. Jimbo Mathus and Andrew Bird gave us Three White Horses and a Golden Chain from These 13. The Porter Squares gave us I Just Don't Understand from Three Sides. Thank you, Porter Squares, for being in the studio with me. It was a lot of fun. And, of course, we heard The Clash with Guns of Brixton from London Calling and Paul Weller with Soul Wandering. Thank you all for listening. I'm taking off real soon, and I'll leave you with this. If the world were perfect, it wouldn't be. Words from Yogi Berra. This is WMFO in Medford, and here's Bim Scala Bim. Have a wonderful, meaningful weekend, and I'll be listening for you. Please listen for me. WMFO Medford.